Y'all know that's a bop. Hello. Hey, y'all. What up, though?
What up, though?
Thank you and for joining. Thank you for joining us on.
Hear that beautiful noise?
Clink, the Sip and Chat edition. We are your hosts.
I'm Cam.
And I'm Kay. Hey, hey. So, y'all know what to do, but before I go there, this is your first time. Hi, thank you for stopping by. You'll love it here.
Hello.
We're funny. We're nice to look at. We bring you good topics.
And more than anything, we're like creatives or like filmmakers. And if you continue to watch, you will just get to know more and more about us. Mm-hmm. And like I said in the last thing we did, like we are every woman. We are so fulfilled as women. And we want to learn new things all the time, and we hope that you can learn new things with us and through us. And we would also like to learn some things from you. So if you would contact us on speakpipe.com/Cam and K and leave us a message.
Yes, and we'll play it on the show.
Yes.
So why don't you go ahead and hit that like, go ahead and comment. And you're going to want to subscribe, okay? Just hit that little subscribe button, a little yellow button in the corner there, your phone, if you're watching my phone.
And share with your friends.
And share, y'all.
Share with your friends so that they can be our friends, so that we can all be friends.
Hey. Okay? Hey. All right. So this our Sip and Chat edition is, we just talk, like, yeah, this is what I say. We are grown women. And we talk about grown people-ish, okay? And we usually upload this on every Thursday or Friday. And on Tuesdays, that's our Clink recap show. So we are currently recapping the show Johnson, streaming on Hulu and Amazon Prime. And y'all watch that show.
Yes, because they are four fine brothers. Mm-hmm. But they not only eye candy. We love the show because it has
acting, all that.
A lot of life lessons. Yes. And it's we really wanted to do this so we could encourage, see the women, you have that good point, but it's a lot of information. It's a lot of positive information about relationships, brotherhoods, sisterhoods, and it's something that
because you don't really see that too much, like especially Black men show. Okay, y'all, I know some of you might watch the Tyler Perry Bruh, but That don't compare to Johnson, because it's some real life conversations that's happening in those episodes. And the writing is impeccable. The acting is great.
And they're dealing with family issues. Yes. They're dealing with political issues. They're dealing with racial issues. Yeah. They're dealing with a full gamut of things, not just who's sleeping with who in one office and who wearing a dress or not. So hallelujah.
Ooh, okay. Before we get started, I'm wearing one of my favorite comedians, Keon Poli, his t-shirt. When I saw him, it just says, I don't care. I love it. Because if you know Keon, you know that's his stance. And mine too on some things too. So,
and I'm just wearing basic black. Damn. From head to toe. And my sister hooked me up with the hair wrap.
I think I love you. From head to toe. I think I love you. I think I love you. From head to toe. I know.
I love that.
Ooh, baby. I think I love you. From head to toe.
Hey.
Okay. 80s, yeah. Ooh,
we gotta find us a singing group, y'all. We gonna get us an album. We gonna sing.
But you know
real.
What I was thinking about? Once we get like our channel up, we get like a good amount of subscribers.
Yeah,
where we can like just go to different cities and take the podcast. You know that we're gonna have to do karaoke.
Yes,
you know that, okay?
And have a good time doing it.
Yes. Okay, so that's why, y'all, we on our road to 200 subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah.
So tell your family, tell your friends, make sure you subscribe. If you're looking at us for the first, second, or third time and you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead, hit that subscribe button.
I know you're already a part of the family. Issues.
Come on. We'll treat you right over here, okay?
Okay. So right now, Kay is going to go to our randomizer of questions so that we can all get to know we can get to know ourselves better, each other better, and you can get to know us better.
That's right. Okay. I like
question
this.
Number one.
I like this first one. It says, if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why? I have one. You want me to go? Or
you can go ahead.
I want the bullshit detector.
I was thinking that. That's so crazy. Oh my God. I was thinking it. I was like, go ahead.
So my superpower would be detect bullshit out of people, especially from men.
Yes.
Okay. So it will be like an x-ray, like, you know how Iron Man can see like the little chart, like if I'm looking, because my eyes would be that thing, I don't even know what it's called, and I can like see it, like, nope, not that one, nope, not that
one. You ain't lying. I was thinking something along those same lines. I would like the superpower to make people tell the truth.
Oh,
just like, just
they don't want to stay away from you. They're like,
Now, I would just want them to tell the truth. I just think in life that we need to just stop playing with people. Mm-hmm. And not just in relationships, but just in life in general. Just say how you feel. Say what you really think.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just want people to tell the truth.
Okay.
Yeah. I want a truth detector and a bull. So if I get both of them, I'd be like, oh, so what do you think about that? And they'd be like, what? You'd be like, liar. Right. No, I just want people to tell the truth.
I like that. Okay.
Next question.
What is one of your favorite smells?
Oh, I can tell you that right now.
Okay.
I love the fresh scent of lemon and like vanilla lemon, if that makes sense.
Mm, okay.
And lavender.
That's a nice little mix.
Yes. I love lavender, vanilla, and lemon. Lemon pine salt. Pine salt.
Okay, that's random. Okay, I like the regular pine salt.
I like that one too. It smells fresh. I just like pine salt, period.
I do too. I like it. Your house is smell clean.
Clinked.
I have some. That's what I clean up with. Okay, one of my favorite smells. Chocolate chip cookies baking in the oven. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip, freshly baked chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got this one lemon candle from Kirkland's.
Yeah.
Costco. And Kirkland's, the store. It's like a warm lemon smell. So like when you light it, it smells like, so it smells like homey, like something like homey. Like you walk in, it's like fresh and just warm. That makes sense.
I do like candles that smells like food.
Yeah.
I don't like the floral scents. I'm not a floral girl. Honey,
sugar, something sugar. Like I got a lemon sugar candle.
Yes. All right. So our second segment is Cam and Kay Pop Off. So we've done this one before. Mm-hmm. So what basically is what it sounds like.
We complaining.
We venting. Venting is more apropos.
Okay. We're venting.
All right. So
with our apropos-ish asses.
So you have something you want to pop off?
I'm popping off about it being the damn spring and it's had a major snowstorm. It is, somebody shoot the groundhog. They lied to us. I'm tired of the damn groundhog. Behead the groundhog. Okay. I'm popping off about living in Michigan. I don't mind that it's snow, but can we get our city services in the Detroit metropolitan area to clear the dang on roads? Mm. I got up this morning and thank God for his grace, his mercy, and his unmerited favor. But I almost died like 3 times. And I was really irritated because I'm like, clean the damn streets. I've known for the last week, and I don't even watch the news that it's supposed to be a snowstorm. And it snowed like we had a whole winter in one day.
Girl, they said it was like 6 inches. My app, which is so wrong, it was like, oh, you should get less than an inch. We had like, what, 4 inches?
Yeah, it wasn't a dusting.
It was
slush.
Not a dusting.
It was slush. It was like
in the springtime. But this is Michigan. But still,
I don't mind, but people, slow your ass down when you're driving. Slow down. And people, get tires on your car. It was so many people with bald tires going not 20 miles an hour. They was going like 10, 15 miles an hour. Make sure that your car, I'm popping off.
Pop off, girl.
Make sure that your car got the proper stuff. Make sure you got good tires on your car. And stop thinking because you got four-wheel drive, you can drive like a damn maniac. Mm-hmm. You still got to slow your behind down. I'm so tired of people in pickup trucks driving like a fool.
I sound like my mama.
Driving like a damn fool. And today, when I was going into work, I was late to work because of the weather. Mm-hmm. And I left early. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that.
Talk about it.
I'm really trying to work on my road rage. I really, really am. But today I did not do a good job. I just really thank God for Christian music because I was listening to it in the car. And I got up early this morning and I prayed. And I really think that's the reason why I survived. Because I got off of two freeways. I took the side roads and people were slipping and sliding and dipping and dabbing like complete fools. And I was so irritated. And now I released it. I let it go. So that's what I had to pop off about today.
Your turn. Okay. I'm popping off on dating. I want to pop off on dating. Mm. So
talk about it, girl.
So, you know, everybody is saying, I was dating when they were saying this, like, you know, there's pee in the pool. It don't matter what age you are. Everybody is just complaining about dating. And I want to pop off on dating, particularly people who front.
Ain't no future in your front.
You know, they present themselves as one way. You know, they start off doing, you know, a lot of stuff for, you know, light love bombing. And love bombing is a toxic trait, y'all. Okay.
Could you explain to our audience exactly what love bombing is for those of them who
know what it is? So love bombing is basically doing a lot of good deeds pretty much like up front, like
changing tires,
buying tires for someone, coming over and I need shelves put up. Oh, I got that, you know, next day, you know, putting up shelves and so just doing deeds, right?
Bob the Builder. I'm a mechanic. I'm a booker, the maker, the chemical nigga. Anything you need, that's what I'll be.
Right. You know, so they just like just doing a lot of things for you up front, but then it slows down. You know, it's like, fellas, whatever you do at the beginning, you know, you got to keep it up.
Maintain.
You got to maintain it. But again, particularly people who just present themselves as one thing and they're totally not it.
So they're showing you their representative.
Yes. Because I'm the type of person, what you see is what you get. I'm not going to bullshit you. You know, I don't put my best foot forward. No, what you see is what you get. I'm genuine. I'm real. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just want to date somebody who is the same. You know, not somebody who
is a great pretender,
but not just that, like gaslighting, telling you something that they said to you, knowing damn well they did not, you know, and you thinking you're the only one, but you're not.
Especially when you've had those conversations.
Especially when you had those conversations, y'all.
Certain things.
Yes. And because if those certain things were not established, because case in point, my last dating, my last guy I was dating, you know, established, you know, that we were going to just date each other, but take it slow, you know, because I mentioned in the beginning that my friend said, you know, you should be dating multiple people. You know, which makes sense. You know, y'all here dating.
So you can find what you want.
Right. But this Negro told me, he was like, well, I'm not. And I was like, okay, because I was feeling him. And I was like, well, I won't either. But come to find out, y'all, you know, I guess he's been dating other folk, but I didn't get that memo. Because had we said, because he said that, oh, we talked about dating other people. No, we didn't. Hmm. Because if we did, I would have been dating y'all. I had a whole, y'all.
She had a roster, a possible roster.
Yes. And I just don't like the lie. So I'm popping off on dating men who lie, men who gaslight, and men who show their representative, and that's not really who they are. So that's what I'm popping my, that's my pop off.
Pop.
I'm popping like popcorn, okay? But y'all, I'm good. Yeah. Your girl is good. I'm very good. I'm in a good place. And, you know, it just goes to show that, and I think I'm going to talk about more of it when we go to the topic. That's why when you said the topic, I'm like, oh, that's good. It just goes to show you, y'all, you know, especially with in the wake of Risa Tisa, you know, you got to be careful. You have to be careful. And I'm not giving up on finding, being found by my right mind. I'm not giving up.
Don't give up on love.
So, but I'm not doing no dating apps.
I just think that, well, going into our subject, I just wish things would go back to the way they used to be. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, morals, values, consciousness, and people just being real. I know throughout history, you know, you've had different things about different relationships, different people, but it just seemed like if we could go back to the 70s, things were so much different in the 70s and 80s. You had neighborhoods where people cared about their neighborhoods, they cared about their neighbors, they cared about the children in the neighborhood. People were protective of people, and nowadays people aren't. They could care less. All they care about is themselves. And it's very disheartening and disgusting that people just don't care about anything anymore. And I'm so irritated. You drive around different places in the city, it's dirty. People don't pick up their garbage. People litter. They do all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's like, our areas could be beautiful, but somebody has to do something. And now we live in a world where nobody wants to do anything. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be the president or have these big titles, but nobody wants to, where the garbage man at? Where are the people who are doing services and city services? Instead, people want to just sit in front of cameras and play make-believe.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah.
We have jobs. So
yeah, we do
that.
Have jobs. but getting into our topic, as you mentioned, just people just need to be real.
They do.
Yeah.
People do need to be real. We need
to stop. Expound on what you mean by that.
Truly real, you've got to be real.
Real.
That's how she said. Okay. Just be honest. I'm so tired of just being around people who just are not honest in relationships and friendships. Mm-hmm. Just be honest. I think I've had to learn that when somebody hurts you or you feel a certain type of way, that you should talk about it then. And if you can't talk about it in a constructive way, then you should just back up. And it's okay to take a couple of hours, a day or two, to gather your thoughts so that you can approach it. Because
instead a day or two.
No. Sometimes you do need a day or two. You don't need seven days.
You don't need a week.
You don't need a week. It don't take that long. Not unless it's a major offense, like you just really want to put your hands on somebody, so you may need a week. Mm. But if it's just common decency to communicate with people and tell people what's going on. Because it's a saying that says, what a difference a day makes. Mm-hmm. If you really love somebody or you care about them and you have a disagreement, you're not going to wait a week, a month, a year to talk to them. You're going to try to talk about it as expeditiously as possible.
Or you should respect someone enough to do that.
Care enough.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they might not be here tomorrow. you know how many people go around the world and they didn't say what they needed to say, and then people leave, and God forbid somebody leave the planet because they die or something tragic happens to them, and then you didn't say what you needed to say or you didn't make amends. It's time out for that. We really have to like grow up and start caring about people again and stop acting like it doesn't matter, because it does. And it's selfish not to talk to people when you're in a relationship with them and you have a disagreement, or and leave that person in limbo. It's very disrespectful to me.
Yeah. You know, when we were off camera and you were letting me know, you know, what you wanted to talk about today, it reminded me, because, you know, you said that, you know, people just need to be real with themselves. And that's, it reminded me, that's what my therapist tells me all the time. She says, what does Kay want? Well, she says my government, but she said, what does Kay want? And you need, I really need to be honest with myself.
Yeah.
And she made me look a little deeper, because I know by me talking about this is helping me, you know, and I know that other people are either probably going through the same thing or will go through the same thing. So, you know, we're helping each other out, you know, so talking about this. And if, and I, like I told her, if I was really honest with myself, I saw some flags. I saw some flags. But you know how we sometimes, I'm not sure if men do it, but I know a lot of, I'm a woman, I can only speak on what I know.
Yes,
you know. I know. I know a lot of women, excuse me.
We try to see the best.
We try to see the best, but we try to, we might, you know, the person might be a good person and everything, but we try to fit them into what we want.
I think that not you, but I think in the world that we live in, when we were talking off camera, people are delusional.
Yeah.
And when I say delusional, some things are just the way they are. You can't always speak things into existence. You can't always write it in a notebook and make it so and do all the stuff that they come up with now with metaphysics and things like that. You have to be honest, because I hear so many people say that I want to move. I want to go somewhere else. I want to find. I think we all are on the earth and we do need to find out where we belong. And I think you can go here, go there, go everywhere. But no matter where you go, you take you with you. You take you with yourself. So no matter where you run, no matter where you try to hide, you're still going to wake up to you. And we have to learn how to be real with ourselves. And I say that to myself as well, because sometimes you lose yourself when you're in a relationship or friendship or whatever.
Any ship, type of ship. Right?
Because you're trying to conform. You want things to be a certain type of way. I think by being a creative and being a writer, I'm a romanticist. I know what I would like for things to be. And sometimes as a woman, if I, if it's, I know what I want 100%, but if you're showing me 10 or 20%, sometimes that's enough, but sometimes that's not enough. It's like, we accept like, well, you know, he's not perfect or they're not perfect or whatever. But at the end of the day, when it all comes back to me, us as people, and we have to be real with ourselves, is this person respecting me?
Come on.
Is this person listening to me? When I talk to them and I say, this bothers me, are they really taking my feelings into heart, or are they just sitting there listening and not saying anything? Because a conversation is not one-sided. A conversation is not me just telling you how I feel. I'm telling you how I feel so I can so you can know how I feel, but then you can also respond to me how you feel about the situation. And if you can't help me and you just want to listen, that's cool. But then when a person is having a conversation, you want feedback. You don't want to just the other person on the other end of the phone to just hold the phone and not say anything. And I think, like you're saying, that we have to be honest with ourselves. And I have to be honest with myself right now and say, I have not always been honest with myself. Mm-hmm. Because you just feel like I said, if I'm getting 20%, that's better than 0%. Mm-hmm. But is it?
No, and you know, because that is where you get into settling. Mm-hmm. You know, I know, like once you know your worth, you know that you're a good person, you know that you're a good woman, you know that you're a good man. Once you know your worth, you know, the light bulb goes off. It's like, wait a minute, I ain't got to take this. You know, like Cam was saying, that the other person might be putting in 20%, but he's like, no, I deserve a higher percentage.
I'm giving you, and that's another thing I think with people. It seems like you'll have one person giving their all, and the other person doesn't. And see, what happens is, if I know for me, if I'm giving you 110% and you're not giving me anything back, I'm only going to do it for so long, and then I'm going to pull back. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is the other person will be like, well, you're not doing what you used to do. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm doing 110%. You only were giving me 50. Mm-hmm. But then when I stop doing 110% and I go back to 70%, then you missing it. But it's not a fair situation because you never were giving me 110% in the beginning. So let us, yeah. Why can't we just give each other our all? And if you can't give me your all, then we don't need to be together. If yeah. we cannot both say, okay, you my person, I'm your person, let's do this, let's make plans, let's build, then why are we together? It's no point.
Exactly. And I like what you said, because I had to do that in my last thing. I had to pull back, and I don't like not being me. Right. Because I like to give. I like to do certain things, you know, and for me to like pull that back, that's like pulling back who I am. I didn't like that.
We have to live in our fullness. Mm-hmm. And when I say fullness, I want to give, like you said, everything that I can, but when I don't, I'm not allowed to do that. It stifles me in every area of my life. Because what happens is when you're giving your all and it's not being reciprocated, mm-hmm. you feel like, what's wrong with me? Why am I not enough? And it's not necessarily that you're enough.
It's not you.
It's that person cannot handle your capacity.
Exactly.
They don't know what to do with you. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to be 1,000,000% honest in this moment. I have dumbed myself down in situations because people couldn't handle me, because they would say, oh, you're like with my acting and different things mm-hmm. I do in my life, you're doing too much, or we don't really know what to do with you. But when you are with the right person mm-hmm. in the right situation, they know what to do with
yes.
you. Because mm-hmm. when the right people knew what to do with me, that's why I have so many projects and films on Tubi and Netflix and all this stuff, because they saw something in me that other people could not see yeah. in me. And then I had to learn that what's for me is for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to compete with nobody. I ain't mm-hmm. got to put nobody down. I ain't got to talk about nobody. I ain't got to try to dog nobody, because whatever God has for me is for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as women and men, sometimes if you're not getting what you want out of a relationship, your friendships, then you need to move on and find other relationships and other friendships, because you need to find your person or yes. your tribe that can handle yes. your capacity, and that who is going to love you. But
you know what? I was listening to, and I give them credit for this. I was listening to the Bald and the Beautiful podcast today. That's, mm-hmm. that's the podcast I listen to on Fridays. Kevin on stage, his wife, that chick Angel, and her husband. And they were talking, they were trying to like give advice to this one person who written in, asking about dating, because between the two couples, they have like 40 years. Of experience of marriage. And one thing that Kev said, I was like, right. He was like, nowadays, like, there are rules. Like, you see the basketball players and the basketball wives, right? Those women, they position themselves, you know, to be, you know, in that arena. You know, they're normally, you know, they, a lot of them have the bought bodies, you know, they invest in their bodies, mm-hmm. you know, and they, because they know that
they're giving that illusion.
Yeah. And then they know that that basketball player, he wants a trophy. He wants a baddie. So when somebody, you know, a Joe Blow comes to the, to that particular woman, you know, you're not playing the same game, mm-hmm. you know, because you don't have what she's looking for. She's looking for somebody with that money,
with that cash.
And if you know, and you need a regular person.
But see, that's the messed up part, because a
it's not about the, he was, the whole point of that was, know your position. Know your position. If you're a guy that's, you know, if how I'm gonna put this without sounding mean.
Sound mean. Sometimes you gotta say it.
If you are a guy that's just say that's making, let's just say what,
a high value man or a low value, well, I don't wanna say value.
$40,000-$50,000, right? Mm-hmm. This woman,
Kevin Samuel.
Oh no! Okay. Are you looking at the, you know, the baddie on Instagram or whatever? Again, she's not going to pay you any attention because
she's looking for
you.
The
don't
prize.
You are not in that game. You're not in that arena.
But the crazy part about a lot of them women, they ain't in that damn arena either, because they ain't got shit. They dumb as hell. You got the body, you done bought the body, or you had man buy you, okay, this one bought me some boobs, this one bought me some booty, mm-hmm. this one gave me a tummy tuck, or I took my PPO money and got all this stuff done. But at the end of the day, what value do you have on the inside of you to bring to a relationship? And what I'm finding is, I gotta love me. Because men are attracted to women who love themselves.
With confidence.
They have confidence mm-hmm. and stuff. And I also find that if you're with the wrong person, you can stop loving yourself. Because mm-hmm. you start feeling like when a man acts up, and like we were talking about somebody want to date somebody else and all that, you blame yourself. Like, why am I not enough? What did I do? And it's not
for
that
the
you're
record,
not enough.
I did not blame myself, because I know my worth, honey.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, because just in case somebody you, watching this, I know. No, I did not blame myself.
But I'm saying, as
but
a
I know
woman,
a lot of women do.
You yeah. can say what's wrong. Yeah. Why am I getting into these relationships and things are not working out? But things are not working out because that's just not your person.
Flat out.
Because they can't accept you for who you are, and they don't know what to do with you. And they probably were beneath what you were supposed to be with in the first place. And I'm not trying to be ugly.
Because, you know, like a lot of times we make concessions, like
with height, weight.
Yeah. Like I know I made concessions. You know, I was even.
Because you try to see the good in them.
Yeah. And you know, you try to, you know, date outside your box.
Yeah.
You know,
try something new.
Try something new. I did, you know, because, I mean, it looks as, you know, I mean, he looked nice. He's a nice looking guy. But as far as stature and everything, you know, I'm used to dating, you know, men that's like at least 6 feet tall.
She's an Amazon, so she need a tall
at
man.
Least six
so,
feet tall.
So you can go to speakpipe.com. She is 5'9". She is built 5'10". Excuse me. I'm 5'9". She 5'10". Built like a shipwreck house. Stop. And I call her Sarge, and that's inside Joe.
Inside Joe, y'all see
but
that.
But my thing is, sometimes we do settle for things that don't serve us, and then we get disappointed at the end of the game, because you like, you're just trying to be open and just trying to like somebody for who they are, instead of having your list of standards. And then with some women, you have this checklist of all these things that he is, and then he could be everything on your list, and then you find out he's a narcissist. And all he wanted you for was because you were a baddie, he got you on his arm, but then he manipulated you the whole time. Mm-hmm. So we just have to, it's hard out here. It's hard out here for a pimp, I know. because I'm a mad dog. No.
And I know we're like, you know, bobbing and weaving, but we're just speaking what's on our hearts.
You gotta love yourself.
It's going to help a lot of people, because a lot of people we're going through this.
Yeah,
a lot of us are going through this, and I just want to just end on just some encouragement, because you know, even though you know I had my experience, you know, it's like I feel like I wasted 2 years.
I'm gonna say this too. When we are taking the time to try to figure out things in relationships, it wasn't a waste of time. It was a lesson learned. But every day that we have on this earth, just moving forward, is today is a new day. Mm-hmm. Yesterday is gone forever. Mm-hmm. So all we can do is move on. And right now, girl, you glowing. You look good. You got your head on your shoulders. Confidence like, bam. But, and we just got to love ourselves and know who we are and whose we are.
Yes.
Okay. And stop. The best thing, I was in a relationship and a guy told me, he said, it's not you, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the best thing he could have ever done for me, because it was very freeing to me, because in the past, I would blame myself when things didn't go right. I would be like, oh my God, what did I do? Maybe I shouldn't have had that extra biscuit. I'm a little thick, you know, or whatever. But that's why I love my coworkers. I don't date coworkers, but my coworkers really encourage me, and they be telling me, like, guys and girls, like, because we are like a family, they think I'm like the best thing since sliced bread. And I'll be like,
thank you, girl.
But it's just very encouraging when you have people around you who love you and they want what's best for you and they just think that you are like a great person. So I think sometimes we just need to remind ourselves and with also the people around us, remind ourselves that we are great people, that there is nothing wrong with you. If somebody can't accept you for who you are, or they're not your person, they just not. And move on. Ignoring the red flags. Stop ignoring,
like my therapist says, stop ignoring that your intuition, that because feeling. Yourself will tell you, but a lot of times we override it. And that gets us in deeper and deeper trouble. So just your intuition, you know, the knowing on the inside, do not ignore it. Trust it.
Embrace it.
And don't give up, y'all. You know,
be strategic.
I can be like, you know what, just bump everything. But no, I'm still in the running. I'm still in the race, you know, and I'm still hopeful.
Yes.
Because I know I'm a damn good woman. I know this for
that good.
And I got that good guy.
but
just know that, don't give up. That's what I want to say. Just don't give up. Keep on trucking. You got this. If you're in something that didn't work out, like Cam said, don't blame yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, you learn from it. You take the lessons from it. And you apply it to yourself. Do some inner soul searching.
Yeah.
You know, just do you for a minute.
And if you're in something and you're not sure what you want to do, take stock. Get your pros and your cons. And also, it's okay. Pros and cons, writing stuff down is a beautiful thing. And be strategic. Because at the age that we are now, we ain't got time to keep playing the games. Be strategic. And when I say be strategic and focus on yourself and get the stuff that you need to get done in your life. Because what happens is when we get in relationships, we start focusing on them and their families and all this other stuff. And we take the focus off of ourselves and it throws us off track. And then we stop getting things done that we know that we're supposed to get done for ourselves.
And ask questions. You're dating. Constantly ask questions.
Don't assume.
Constantly ask questions. Okay, you say we on the same page, because that's what I always got. I'm like, we're on the same. Yeah, we're on the same page. What is that page?
I put it on my mama, on my Okay.
I look fly. I look good.
I was watching Love is Blind. And I know some of you probably watched it. And that guy, Clay, he gaslighted her the whole time.
The whole time.
And then afterwards, he's like, he loved her.
He gaslighted her, but stop it. Kind of still told her.
He was telling her. So you got to listen to what a man tells you.
Oh, girl. Yes, listen.
And not what he's telling you when you're getting it on. Listen to what he's telling you when you're outside the bedroom. And sometimes you might have to pull back in the sex department. Not that you're trying to punish him or anything, but sometimes you need to pull back.
Or so don't give it up clear, so quickly.
So you can get a clear understanding. Yeah. Make him get to know him.
Yeah.
But before you get to know him, get to know you.
Yeah, that part.
I never understood what Whitney meant when she said learning to love yourself is the greatest gift of all, but I understand. You got to love you before you can love anybody else. And then also when we throw this word love around, we don't even know, we have to know how they love because everybody love different. So we got to be careful how people talk about, I love you. What do you love? Do you love me the way that you love ice cream? Or do you love me the way that you love God? Do you know God? What's your credit score? Do you go to church? Do you... okay, we got to ask questions.
Yeah, you do have to ask
deep questions.
Deep questions, not just surface questions. Because if you want to be in a situationship, I don't know who wants to, because it's just not good.
It's not.
Because you might find yourself in one if you don't ask questions. Mm-hmm. Because like my previous, I'm like, okay, so like make it make sense. If we both said in the beginning, well, yeah, we're dating other people. But if I'm coming to you saying that such and such is, you know, asked me out or something like that, and you getting mad, you know, and you putting ownership on, you know, because people would do that. You know, they don't want you to date, but all the while they're dating.
Because you're an option.
You're an option. You know, they're stringing you along. Mm-hmm. Don't be that string. Cut the string.
Cut the cord.
Cut it.
You need to cut it. You need to turn into a ninja on that ass. Cut it.
So this was a good conversation. It was good. And again, so that's so relatable.
It was. Mm-hmm. So again, like, share, comment. Go to speakpipe.com/
Cam and Kay to leave us a voice message on this topic. If you have something you want to share, if you have something you want to ask us, that's the place to leave it. The description, the link is in our description on YouTube. So you can just hit that link and it takes you right to it and just record your message and we'll play it here on the show. If you have a question, if you have advice, we will answer that, or if you just want to vent, you want to share something, we'll play that as well.
Yeah, pop off and tell us what's going on.
We want to hear from you. And again, we're on our road to 200 subscribers, so go ahead and subscribe to our channel. And once we hit the 200 mark, we're going to have a giveaway, and you're eligible for that prize if you are a current subscriber.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for joining us here for
Click.
And until next time,
bye.